interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Yeah, here we go, baby. Here we go, baby. Ahoy, hoy. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like the end of the week because tomorrow's a holiday.
Man, days are screwing me up.
Why? Well, this whole week has been screwy, right?
Oh, and this week, last week, I don't know, this time of year, when the days start getting like this, it starts messing with me. Like, I thought all day yesterday was Tuesday, or Wednesday. I think I did that last week, too. It's rough.
I don't know where I am anymore, Cody Mack.
I don't understand. I'm on this side. I'm not on over there. There's nobody standing over there. You're in the TV computer. I don't know what's going on.
I'm in the computer box.
You're in that box thing. Now, wait a minute. Hold on.
What?
Things serve me correctly. Hot naked chicks are about to show up and do things to you, right? Because I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I'm always surrounded by hot naked chicks. So.
And that's usually the videos that happen on the laptop. I don't understand
what this video is. Ricky from Virginia and Twitch. Good morning, Ricky. How are you?
Wow. Pretty far.
Hebner says they've already had 6.5 inches of snow. Where are you, Hebner?
Isn't he in Canada?
Where does Hebner live? Oh, Canada. That's probably why. You're not a real place, Hebner.
I had another stupid dusting of snow.
Yeah, there's something outside right now.
Hey, what the hell? No, he's in Canada, I think.
I was just feeling up my turkey. I hope I got it right.
Is it thawed? Does it feel good?
Well, I don't know. That's my concern, is that like it's in the fridge, and I'm feeling it up, and I don't know if it's supposed to feel soft.
Hey, next time you get a minute, go open it. Take it out. You can take it out of the thing.
I'll do that after the show, because then I'm going to do that dry brine.
I was going to say, get it out of there and just, like, stick your hand in there, or at least while we're doing the show, just go take it out of the fridge, maybe, for a little bit, because it can do that anyway.
I think it's packed really tight. That's why portions of it feel harder than the other. Portions feel harder.
I see what you did there. I get it.
I'm sure you guys are all excited for me to stop talking about this damn turkey.
No
way.
But
it's the first time I've done it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is what you do. It's Thanksgiving. You have a good time. You do turkeys. You talk about the turkeys. You got to talk about the sides and stuff, too, like what you're going to do. Did you start them? You guys doing all the sides?
No, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing today, Cody. I'm freaking the hell out.
Right? You got
to
be...
I don't know what's supposed to be done today.
Yeah, you got
to
be starting all the whatnots. Really?
Well, like, what does that mean? What whatnots?
The side, like, think of tomorrow. The turkey shouldn't take you too long to bake in the oven.
Okay.
But all the other stuff, now think about...
I got to peel potatoes.
Yeah, because if you need the oven for anything, remember, it's going to not be in use, or you need to, you know, do it after or before. Mm-hmm. So then you got to think of what you got to get going on the stove. You got limited stove space.
Oh, Christ.
Is there anything you can make tonight that will be fine just heated up tomorrow, like a mashed potatoes dish?
Are Chinese food restaurants open tomorrow? Are they going to be available? Okay, then I'm fine.
Nah, you're good. It's just a matter of once you get going, it's one of the things that I like about making food is that once you get going, it's like a bunch of hours of you doing. You could just get hammered if you want. It's just you.
If another one of you tells me to spatchcock this damn turkey, I swear to God. If I hear that word one more time, I'm not doing it.
No, no.
I'm not doing it.
Spatchcock it, though. Now it's
1-800-BUTTERBALL. Joe just told me to call. I'm not calling anybody.
No, that's it. No, honestly, honest to God, you should do that. Call it.
Call 1-800-BUTTERBALL?
Yeah, man.
And see what they tell me to do?
It's an honest to God helpline. Like, but you don't have to
talk. I know it is.
You don't have to talk to anybody. I'm pretty sure it's probably automated. Like, what is your problem?
I don't know what to do.
All right.
I'm scared. I just threw the turkey in the woods and told it to go back to its family.
Have you tried to re-release the dead turkey into the wild? If so,
go see your family.
Press 2 now.
I'm sorry. How was your Tuesday, Cody? Anything going on?
Let's see. What was yesterday? Other than Tuesday, I'm trying to think. No, not much. No, no real wrestling on. There was a shockingly no football. What the hell did I watch? I know I watched.
I'll tell you what, man.
What'd you do?
I'm going to really miss having to leave this house. I mean, I'm going to miss. Did I say that right?
I'm gonna really miss.
I'm gonna miss staying. I'm gonna miss staying locked up in this house.
Yes, yes.
My yesterday, Cody Mack, and I'm not proud of this, and you can probably judge me.
Mm-hmm.
We do this thing, right? And then I do like there's a period of time after this where you're doing like podcast stuff and you're getting all that ready,
mm-hmm.
and I have to get other stuff done for the radio station. I'm doing that at home. And then you're done with your stuff. I upload all that stuff. Bingo, bango, that's done. Kids want lunch. And then from like noon till I think 9 o'clock last night, I watched nothing but Moonshiners. Literally, I did nothing but watch Moonshiners.
I saw you post that pic of that guy. Is that...
The Josh guy?
Is that... That's not a real guy, right? Like, that's a fake for the show. The guy looked fake. Like, he was a movie star.
No, he makes moonshine.
Really?
Like he sucks at it.
Every
single time he tries to make moonshine, the thing breaks.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a good still sight. He's like he's just a dope.
I imagine that
I watched it all day.
I imagine that's hard. Oh, we got our first can already.
Oh, who is it?
I don't know. Boss lady just showed me the first can. I saw somebody pull up in a trunk.
Yeah.
Might have been an all-black Dodge Ram. He might have been going to a wedding.
Well, let me give you the whole big spiel then. I went right into my turkey stuff, but it's a very special day.
That threw me off. I didn't expect that.
Today is the start of our biggest cans canned food drive, Boss Lady, and I believe she is accompanied by Boss Kid.
Yep.
Do you see a Boss Kid out there?
I did.
Boss Lady and Boss Kid are outside
yes.
today. They are going to be making sure that you guys get your koozies if you drop off at the Syracuse studio. So, Josh, what is Biggest Cans Food Drive? We do it. This is the second year, but I'm sure we'll do it every year. Where we want to collect canned goods, non-perishable food items for the Food Bank of Central New York. They serve not only the Syracuse area. They go out to the Mohawk Valley. They go basically to Albany. They're a very, very big footprint. We'll talk to Lynn in the 8 o'clock hour about that. But we're going to fill up the K-Rock truck today. And make a delivery on the 7th of December. So you've got a little while to donate. We're just kicking it off today.
Yeah.
And then Cody's going to make his way out to Street Corner Urban Market later on today, 11 to noon. If you swing by, you drop off some canned goods. We have those dumpster fire canned koozies that you can get. First 250 drop-offs will receive those. I'll be hitting it all morning long. We are going to talk to our friends at GNC Foods who are making a donation again.
Awesome.
We're going to talk to Lynn from the food bank. We'll talk to Lee Baldwin. You came and you made me some money. So we'll talk to Lee Baldwin.
Yeah, nice.
Today it is the biggest cans canned food drive kicking off right now. Downtown Syracuse, Cody Mack will give you a hidey-ho as you deliver to the K-Rock truck. Armory Square, and like I said, he'll make his way out to Utica later on this morning. You'll get the whole rundown.
All the whatnot.
But we are live on Wednesday. I gotta make a note because I can't keep track of anything.
I might have already called it Tuesday a minute ago. I don't know.
Josh, it's a Wednesday, you stupid idiot.
It's the day
before Thanksgiving. Yeah. Be ready. Lovechild says in Twitch, cheesecake will last up to 5 days in the fridge. Well, I'm not gonna be back to work in 5 days. Damn it, Mindy and Mike Reeder. Now Cody's going to have to eat my cheesecake.
Sorry, bro. We can figure
it ain't
out.
A biggest cans food drive unless the readers have dropped off cheesecake.
Oh, yeah, because they got a hold of me and wanted to know if we wanted to deep fry one.
Oh, my God, yes,
I
do.
And I was like, well, we're not doing that now, but I mean, you know, we might, you know, when you come back type deal, but... I said, I'm never going to say no to a Mindy Reader cheesecake. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, but I don't want to ruin a Mindy Reader cheesecake with a deep fry. We'll just deep fry a cheap one.
Hers
are so damn good.
No, that we can do. That, you know what? We can actually do yours if you wanted because you have to freeze it. That's when you got to freeze all the way. Is a cheesecake. That one is a frozer or a freezer item. That one's a freezer item.
Well, hold on a second.
So...
Will that Mindy Reader cheesecake stay good in the freezer if you put it in the freezer?
I don't know. I'd have to ask her because Mike's listening. So he was just here. So I can shoot her a message and see how we can go about that. I'm sure because she's who she is. She's gonna go. I'll just make you like 8 more. Don't worry about it.
All right, Dune says it will stay good in the freezer. All right, then freeze it for me, Coco. When I get back to work next week, I'm gonna eat it.
I'm gonna thaw. Then I'm gonna eat it.
Then I'm gonna eat it.
Yeah,
315-364-109 K-Rock text line.
You gotta think that's places that like ship their cheesecakes and such. They probably freeze it. You know, look, oh, you ordered this in Illinois, ship it out. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's got to be more than 5 days right there.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
So let's just treat it as a restaurant cheesecake, even though it's
I'm
better style.
I'm going to put it in my mouth hole.
I mean, can I taste it better? I'll boof it. I don't care. Whatever gets me the flavors a little better.
So happy holidays, everybody. Yes, it is the day before. It is the day before Thanksgiving. We are buckled in. People already texting and thinking it's Friday. It does feel like no days make sense. All right, just everybody relax. None of it makes sense.
Yeah, depending on your, you know, your work schedule, it could be your Friday. I mean,
so I'm reading this article asking who does the cooking on Thanksgiving and then who does the dishes.
Ugh, dishes.
You don't like dishes?
I just hate it. I hate it. It's one of those chores.
They're my favorite.
I just did it for so long that might be one of the, like, you know, when you get married or die, your friends mm-hmm. tell stories. It's going to be one of those. I remember him growing up and he couldn't leave or go do anything until he had to do the dishes. Or there was times there were times when I had to go back home because I forgot to do the dishes. And I knew that I was going to be in trouble, so I would leave my friends, go home.
That was wicked stepmother stuff, right?
No. That was just me doing my chores at my house, my normal mom.
It wasn't even her. Mama Mac made you do the dishes?
Right? It wasn't even being mean. It was just doing a chore, and I just, it was like the
Mama
one.
Mama Mac.
Right? What a jerk.
You were going to deprive your little Coco playtime because of dishes? I thought you loved him. All right.
You know how many conversations would end with, well, or if I was asking to do something with... You get the dishes done?
Oh.
I'm gonna.
I mean, I've told you time and time again, that's kind of like that's just my meditation, is I'm just in the kitchen for an hour a day.
Yeah, don't you throw a towel over your shoulder?
I love it. Sometimes I always have a towel over my shoulder. always, because you got to dry your hands or you never know what might need to be dried.
That's true.
I mean, I'm drying up everything within 100 miles anyways.
You never know what's going to need to be dried.
You never know.
Like
so, I mean,
plates.
I'm drying up everybody and everything within 100 miles. But then I throw that over my shoulder and I'm working on that. But it's just a meditation. It's just a real meditation to just like, here is a chore with a bunch of dirty dishes. Mm-hmm. You have the ability to clean those dishes and then the sink will be empty. And how satisfying does that feel?
No, that I get. That part I understand because I do like to clean stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I like to, once everything's, you know, wrapped up, I like to kind of clean as I go. And as I'm making food myself, I'll clean as I go. So
I have a thing. My buddy Greg, which is why we were great roommates back in college and in our 20s. We both are very similar in that it's hard for us to enjoy a meal if the kitchen's not picked up. Is anybody else like that?
No, that makes
sense.
Like,
you make the meal.
I get that.
And I don't want to see a bunch of dirty dishes before I sit down to eat it, so I want everything picked up.
No, yeah, I do that because my making the food and baking is kind of like your doing the dishes, where I like to just put in the headphones and I'll spend a couple hours doing that. So I get it, and I have to, like, I'll clean as I go along.
Mm-hmm.
If it's sitting there and it's dirty and I'm standing there again, you got time to lean, you got time to clean. Even in your own kitchen.
Oh, text line, you're exactly right. Dishes to Coco is firewood to me. Right. I stack so much firewood I never want to do it again.
Right.
You clean so many dishes you never want to do it again.
See, I'll clean some dishes, but yeah, it's if I see a sink full, it's like, oh no, look at all those. I can't go to my friends to play PlayStation.
Text line says, I can't make the next meal if the kitchen is dirty. I hear what you're saying.
Yep. No.
Like, if there's just a couple of things, I can enjoy the meal, but if the kitchen's trashed, I gotta pick it up a little bit.
Yep. No, you gotta. Especially if you're, like you said, if you're, depending on where you sit and eat, you don't want to look at, you know, an oven full of crud and your counter's got stuff all over it. There's food scraps everywhere. Nah, you don't want to look at that.
And I'm always like, I'm always such like, you know, I don't want to stereotype, but I'm such the mom when I'm like, you guys just eat, I'll eat in a little bit.
Oh, dude,
it makes me happy to see them eating their meal, and then I can eat after. It's no big deal.
Same. I'm the worst with that, man. I make food and then I just don't touch it. I don't know what it is.
No, you guys eat. I know.
I like making it, but then when it comes to eating, it's like, oh, you guys do it. I don't mind.
According to a new survey, 8% of people say the person who cooks dinner should also be the one to do the dishes. Wow, ooh, you're a savage. 8%.
Oh, okay. Okay, never mind. It's low. That's a very low. That's
cook it
nobody.
And clean up. No, you cook it and you clean up.
But some of the stuff you can't do if you're doing like 8 things at once. It's going to be hard. That's why if you've got another person around you, that's usually, mm-hmm. that should be the unwritten rule, I would imagine. If
what?
Someone's cooking up a storm and you walk by and you see a bunch of dirty dishes, you kind of just do them, right?
I don't like anybody else in the kitchen.
No? You want to run the hell out of your way?
No.
Was that because usually you got no pants on or?
Well, I rarely have pants on, but I'm just always moving back and forth and
I get it.
Everybody stays out of the way.
No, I get it. That makes sense. I understand. Stay out of your way, you'll get slapped. Do that.
Twitch says if you dirty the kitchen from cooking, you gotta clean it. No.
Depends.
Last night I made tacos. I put out the taco spread for mm-hmm. the family, mm-hmm. Taco Tuesday. Everybody ate. And then the wife came in and picked everything up. It was a joint effort.
Yeah.
It was a joint effort.
Yeah, sometimes I mean it probably should be just as a if it's a thing that, you guys are good at, the unspoken thing where no one's gotta be reminded or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
Usually, I would say if what I'm making is a big what the hell the word is for it. That
what do you mean? Like if you're
if I just make a couple bowls of cereal, I can put away the milk and the cereal and whatever.
Oh,
yeah. But if I'm like making cereal from the grain I harvested outside, and I'm crushing up sugar cane,
you're making your own flakes. Yeah, gotcha.
I'm melting marshmallow down. Then maybe somebody else can swoop in after and clean it up for me.
A little help. I just made my own. I made cornflakes from scratch. A little help.
Me and Ezekiel were out in the field harvesting the wheats for your cornflakes, so you don't touch yourself. And now here we are.
We're making your anti-masturbation flakes. I need a little help here, guys. Come on.
I mean, you get going on Thanksgiving, and those family members around, hot stove. I need some cornflakes.
Biggest cans food drive. I'm just so stressed about Thanksgiving, Cody. I'm not going to lie to you people. I'm just so stressed about am I going to do this right?
But you
I got to go get it's bird ready.
Well, think about it. If you, it's disappointing, right? Say it's disappointing. Is it really going to be like a shocker to your wife and family?
What the hell, man? Oh, he let me down again.
Daddy
wow,
disappointed. Oh.
Well, I mean, the benefit is that no one's going to know. It's just going to be the people in this house. And come on now.
As far as we know, come back Monday. Guys, I mean, you might as well call me a turkeyologist because I'm not.
Yeah, I'm either going to nail it and brag about it or.
Right. Josh is going to come in. Here's the pitch. Turkey home run, guys. It was the best turkey in the history of the world. His wife's going to be crying at home from throwing up all weekend from food poisoning.
I'm the best turkeyologist that there's ever been, you guys. You guys have no idea how good I am at this.
She's laying on the bathroom floor.
Salmonella.
Raw. It was all raw.
You're fine. Everybody's fine. You're fine.
There's
you weren't complaining
to,
when you were eating it.
Not supposed to be dark meat, white meat, and pink meat.
I mean, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. No one's going to even know.
His kids are like, Dad, I don't like the lumpy mashed potatoes. I didn't use real mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
What are the lumps? That's on you. I got no idea.
Dad, I don't know what that is.
I put in milk, the flakes, and some butter. The lumps, they made their way in there on their own.
What are, Danny, you left the gizzards in. Nah, that's just rocks. I put rocks in there. I don't know why.
I read online that chicken settled their stomach with pebbles, and I figured we're a progressive modern family.
Yeah, we should try that, too. We should see what that feels like.
Let's coat our belly with a nice line of rock and some pebbles and go from there.
Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Come say hello. It is the biggest canned food drive as we are collecting food for people in need. Josh, what's the biggest cans? Well, first of all, where the hell have you been? I've been talking about it for a while. So how dare you?
You jerk ass.
But you just crawled out from under your rock. Let me tell you about the biggest cans food drive. Our friends over at Street Corner Urban Market and GNC Foods bringing you this annual food drive. We do it for the Food Bank of Central New York. We'll talk to Lynn in the 8 o'clock hour from the food bank. Obviously, it's been a weird year. So people are going to be needing certain things this year. I would hate to have anyone go hungry. So we are working with GNC Foods and Street Corner Urban Market to hopefully make sure we put a little bit of take a little stress off the food bank and people of Central New York who need it. We can collect your non-perishable food items through December 7th. Today is not the only day. I know last year we did a whole big thing at the diner, and it was only a one-day thing. No. We're going up through Cody's birthday, December 7th.
Ooh, that ain't new.
And we'll be collecting them. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. And on the 7th, then we'll make our delivery. So you can come by the downtown Syracuse studio today. Boss Lady and Boss Kid are handing out the koozies to the first 250 people that show up.
They're out there. They're waiting.
I know that people have been dropping off throughout the morning.
Let's go.
And then Cody's going to head out to Utica from 11 to 12 today at Street Corner Urban Market, where he will be hiding in the back seat. He does not deal with people. He will not deal with you. Well, he's going to duck down and cover himself in a blanket.
I was curious to see where it was in where where I thought it was, but I had to Google Map it, and it said something about like food and dine out and, you know, pick up or whatever, and I went, "Oh. Well, I mean, I get that it's a, you know, it says market right in the name, but I thought it was just a you know what I mean, like a little corner store. Like, does it have it's got food? Is there food in there? I can go in there and get myself something to eat."
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Get yourself a treat.
Well, again, don't talk to me other than the purveyors of the restaurant. Other than that.
Other than that, please do not look.
Oh, my God. I swear to
and
God.
I like that idea, Twitch. I like that idea. Cody, on his birthday, does the biggest cans of the morning delivery, and then that night goes to the strip club and sees some more baby cans. And,
ooh, a month.
It's a whole birthday full of cans.
I don't know about the Monday night.
It's a Monday? No, you're definitely going on a Monday now.
Well, am I, though? Around here, is it orange zoned? Doesn't that mean no butts?
I don't know, man. I feel so bad for all these businesses. I really, really do. I recognize the need to be smarter.
Yeah,
but y'all, you can't be mad at the governor for doing this when none of y'all want to follow the rules.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, and
we could all be open if y'all would just chill out.
Yeah, there's a lot of us that just decided that they weren't going to do the things.
We're done with it.
My only thing is that before, I mean, I get it, what's going on. It's worse they're saying than before, and it's coming from medical professionals, not just hearsay from random people.
But, right.
But before, when we knew going into this that things were about to be put into place. Like, we were going to have opportunities. I mean, they still screwed over a large majority of the people with the opportunities they gave you for, you know, money and financial support. But at least there was a backing before. You know what I mean? Like, now, people are screwed. Like, you can't just be like, I don't know, man. It's shut her down. Well, what about, you said my unemployment is exhausted and I can't, I don't know. I got to go do stuff in the governor's mansion later, douchebags.
Like, I saw a bunch of people who cut hair, like, you know, who do hair.
Yeah, what does that have to do
with? They're out of options.
Right?
I don't know, man.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
What does a haircut place have to do with any type of COVID protection or prevention or anything come on man, it's got to be case by case basis or something.
I saw a bunch of gyms posting how we've never had any positive cases come out of here, but yet we need to close. I don't know, man.
I don't get it. And even then, when I say case by case basis, I can't even give you an example of something I'm gonna say can close. What?
I don't know what can close.
Closing down things.
Morons. Close morons.
Right? I was going to say, you can close down things all you want. That's only going to hurt businesses. It's not going to stop anything. What are you going to... You're going to close down the gym. All right, well, COVID's over. We closed the gyms for a little while. Like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, until...
I cannot be the only one who is butting heads with their family over the holidays. Because it's like... I've got portions of my family who are like, well, I'm really sad that we can't get together. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I would rather you be alive than for us to get together.
Yep.
I mean, my mother has a million medical conditions. I'm not getting together with her.
Nope,
I'm sorry.
No, I hear you. That's one of those where it's like, I mean, do you want to risk it or do you want to wait next year and, you know, and just do it then type deal.
Well, like, I would much rather send my mother a happy Thanksgiving text or a FaceTime than have to go to my mother's hospital bed or funeral.
Exactly.
Call me crazy.
Well, because when you boil it down, it's just eating a meal. I get that it's a holiday, and I get that people, it's a tradition, and it means a lot to people, and I get all of that. But, man, trust me, you're going to want to spend more regular days. From personal experience, I can't think back and look back and go, all right, man, my dad's dead, which he is. Let me look back at Thanksgivings and Christmases and whatever. From personal experience, you remember regular days and things that, you know, aren't, you know, place on a calendar like, oh, here's Christmas, here's Halloween, here's Thanksgiving. Like, no, mm-hmm. I remember other things. So, like,
I just want everyone to be safe. I was watching this family. The family was down in Texas. They had a birthday party because they're like, no, we'll just have a family birthday party. Now, like, the entire family is sick.
Right.
One woman's in bed. It's like, you want to see your loved one in a hospital bed with, like, tubes up her nose? Come on, man. Right. It's just crazy.
I mean, it sucks, but it's just what we got to do. We just got to, I don't know, just give us a...
And I know not everyone's going to agree with us, and I'm not going to look at the text line right now because I'm sure I'm being called all kinds of names. But
I don't have it up. Well, we're not saying anything, you know.
I disagree with the businesses closing. I've said that.
I don't think
it's fair to business owners at this point.
Not at all. I don't understand.
But I wish people would just be smarter.
I get that if you close stuff, like, we don't have anywhere to go, but all right, so we don't have anywhere to go. COVID is, you know, knock down a peg. All right, COVID is good. All right, go ahead. You can go back.
Open back up.
Well, guess what, man? Not only can't we open back up because you closed us, so we had to close forever, but you're telling me to go back out. Guess what, bro? I got nothing to do, nowhere to go, no money to spend on it because you closed it all down.
Yeah, like, it's crazy.
I don't know.
It's crazy. Little piece of cloth. Just put it over your face. Cody, let me just change the mood, please. As I'm sure we're infuriating so many people. Katie said, my dad said the other day, we'll set up a Christmas tree in July if it's safer then. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And you can do Christmas outside in July. It'd be nice.
Yeah, no, I'm text line. Everyone's, it's because we're not saying anything wrong. You got to get what I'm saying when I mean normal days. I'm saying, like, I remember the time that, like, my dad picked me up and we rented a log splitter and, you know, in a random fall day, we were outside for
five hours
and had a great damn time listening to K-Rock. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Like, plug.
That's the stuff I remember. I don't necessarily remember, like, it's Christmas and woke up and I ran down the stairs. You know what I mean? Like, I remember the other things. That's what I mean by normal days.
There was just that meme going around for a while that's like, don't forget your family. This might be the last winter Christmas you have with them. And I'm like, it definitely could be if you cough in their face and they die. Like, you could make this their last holiday season if you want to murder them.
Right.
Anyways.
Yeah, well.
Cody Mack, we are on the cusp of all news. You know that about us here on K-Rock. And just for our throwaway leftover segment yesterday, I told you about that monolith in the desert. A lot of people probably didn't even hear that break.
Yeah.
At the end of the show every day, I find an article that I haven't really got to yet. And it's called Our Leftovers. It's like 9:30, 9:40.
Yeah.
And it was just this monolith. Well, all day yesterday, every news organization was covering this stupid monolith. You don't know what that is. It's a big metal. It looks like a sculpture. Imagine a giant rectangle that's stuck in the ground in the desert of Utah.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're digging into this. Like, how did this get there? It's probably hippie art. That's what I said yesterday. Stupid little... but it is cool as hell that somebody put this there, they believe, back in 2015, and no one knows who did it. Yeah.
Whoa. So they... How do they know when?
Well, they don't. All they're using is Google Map.
Oh,
right?
That's cool, man. Like,
so they went
like
back
Google
to
satellite,
like
look at your house type deal.
Yo. They went back to old satellites of that.
That's pretty cool.
The first images they have of it go back to 2015, but the Utah's Department of Public Safety think that it could have been installed as far back as the 1940s or 1950s.
What? Is it
so?
I don't know. I'm not. This isn't a joke or like I'm not making fun of anybody. What? Is it a Mormon thing?
I don't think it is.
I don't know any Mormons. Is that like a Mormon thing? I feel like I've seen, because you see stuff like that on like South Park and stuff where they, you know, poke fun at big metal objects like that and whatnot.
Well, if you don't know how they found it, there was just a helicopter flying over this random remote area. It's kind of like a desert, rocky area. They see this weird thing down there. They're like, what is that? They go find a hiking trail. They get to it. And it's this silver, like a stainless steel monolith stuck in the ground.
Yeah.
And now their officials are saying, well, it's illegal to install structures, so we'll be removing it. I don't think you should remove it, first of all.
Yeah, wait. What? It's like, illegal to... What is it? What is it? It's illegal to what? Install structures?
It is illegal to install structures or art without authorization on federally managed public lands.
So the desert is federally managed public land?
Regardless. Okay, a hippie put a monolith out. Cool, right? That's fine.
So they're going to, that's got to come down. It's got to come down.
But if it's an alien antenna, you're going to piss off a lot of worldly beings.
Right, I'm pretty sure that's like 7 or 8 Netflix shows. Where they,
what, like how that got there?
They've got a big metal structure that they stumble across in the desert, and they're like, well, we should probably tinker with this thing to all no ends. I mean, to the point where we take it up out of the ground if we gotta, and then the
and
alien
while we're there, let's
opens.
Let's disturb some ancient Native American burial grounds while we're over there. Poke around a little bit.
Yeah, if you look.
Jay Carpenter and Twitch, maybe we just don't take it out this year. Let's just wait. Let's just wait, please.
Right? It's like. Do you guys like poke around 100 yards over yonder? No, it's got nothing to do with over there. Yeah, but I found some like Native American bones. I hucked them in a car in a big trash bag, and then I hucked them off the Grand Canyon. Is that kind of what we're doing? Is that what we're doing?
We're just poking around with Native American bones, and like, oh, I found a bunch of like burial areas, and then these like. Plaques they made. I just smashed them. That's what we're doing, right, guys?
I figured, yeah, that's it, right? All right, well, hold on a sec. I got my truck, all black Dodge Ram. I just come back from a wedding. I done seen you guys. Here's a rope tied around it. Let's get the hell out of here.
Oh, my God, dude. I love it.
Now I want to see.
I love it.
Like, in the era of, nerds and everything being, you know, streamed and all things on the internet, someone's got to put that on Twitch, right?
What,
like someone needs to live stream them removing a monolith that's in the desert that nobody knows how it got there.
Nobody knew about for at least 5 years, if not 30 or 40 or 50 years.
Right, that way
it's just been out there.
Yeah, that way we at least have some record of when the portal opens, and maybe we can
JoJo
go back.
JoJo says, why remove it? It's because they fear now that people are going to go to it and take photos with it.
But
like, who's that going to hurt? Go for a hike.
Yeah, I thought they were. It's federal. Like it's hiking ground. So that's
yeah.
Almost,
there's a hiking trail near it.
Right. That would almost be like someone discovering something along where everyone walks along like the Erie Canal around here, and then being like, yeah, it's just a cool little monument. Not really doing anything. Kind of neat. Probably will draw some business to the area. Take it down.
Get it out of there.
Get it out of there.
Don't look at that monolith.
Get it out of there. There's rules and regulations that we need to follow, and that didn't follow any of them. Get it out of there.
What? Oh, my God, TJ, you just blew my mind in Twitch.
Uh-oh.
What if they go to remove it, and it's gone? Like, there's not even a hole left anymore.
Dude.
Could you
even imagine?
Are you sure we're at the right location? Yeah. This is where the monolith was.
That would be so awesome. Or I almost hope it's even better. Would be that they'd start learning things about it, and it turns into the that scene in Ghostbusters where he wants to shut down the ghost containment trap there. He's like, shut this down. Shut it all down. Turn it off. Turn it all off. And they're like, it's not a good idea.
And then everything goes, hey, now you don't want to do that, sir.
I wouldn't do that. And then all of a sudden that weird music starts. Please. Oh, no.
Please.
Dude. We shouldn't have moved the monolith.
Boo-doo-boo-doo. Yes, Lady Meow, everything ties back to Ghostbusters.
Sorry.
If you're new to the show on K-Rock, Cody and I can make a reference to Ghostbusters or Back to the Future for everything, every story that's ever been written.
As I say, you want us to 6 degrees Kevin Bacon this? We can.
Yeah, easy. Easy. Or what if they take the monolith out, one of those tremors things, when tremors burst out of it?
They're in the desert. Where do you think those that's where they live?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, we're screwed. We're,
I know that it's probably just some hippie art, but I'm not going to mess with it.
No, it's like what we got around here. No one knows where the hell this weird art in Syracuse came from. Just some random people put it there, and there's where it is.
Like, why hasn't the artist come forward now?
Now he's like,
that was me.
Now he's like, oh, damn, I'm going to be in trouble now.
No, they're going to arrest me. Yeah, right? Guys. See, I hate government sometimes. They get involved in the stupidest things. Maybe they are dead. I don't know.
He read that press release where he was like, honey, come here. Read this and tell me what tone it takes to you.
Remember that monolith I put out in the desert because I was high on peyote?
Yeah, remember my peyote phase?
Apparently I'm going to jail. Yeah, what do we do? Remember that peyote phase I was really into a couple years ago?
And then they do. Then they go get it. And then, like you said, they come back.
They go to remove it.
It's gone.
It's freaking gone. The monolith is gone.
He's got friends over the next day for football. Hey, Dave, come down to the basement for a minute. You got to see this.
What? Remember that story about the monolith?
Check it out, dude.
Oh, I went and got it. I did
stole
that.
Stole it? Nah, I made it like 15 years ago, all messed up on peyote buttons.
I was all high on peyote buttons, and I just shoved it out in the desert. Now it's a whole big news story.
Or he calls. Hey, Dave, remember that time we were on mescaline? I saw the news, too! Oh, did you go get it?
Dude, right?
We gotta get that. They
forgot where they put it. They're like, that's where we put that monolith.
Or he calls. He's like, oh, my God. Dave, did you see they found where that monolith? Yeah, yeah. Dude, my ID and that little bag of weed I left is there.
It's in the monolith, bro.
That's all it is. Just a place for dudes to go smoke weed without their wives knowing.
They take the monolith out and it opens up. There's a little baggie of weed in a Penthouse magazine like high schoolers.
Just some old rolling papers.
That was just our smoke spot. Sorry.
We kind of need a place to schmirky burr.
We just snuck away from our wives and schmirky burkies out there. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, did you say schmirk or burker? Yeah. Yeah, we got a schmirk or burker burr. Huh? Yes.
And that's the headline. Local man admits to creating monolith to schmirky burky burky.
Local man's wife doesn't approve of marijuana. Need a place to schmirk or burker burr.
Local man's secret marijuana smoke place, a.k.a. the Schmirkalith. Right out of the Schmirkalith, boys.
Local man needs a place to smoke some dirt weed and rub one out without his wife or kids bothering him. He's got to go all the way out to the goddamn desert.
I'm going to head out of the Schmirkalith, boys. I'll see you out there.
He's got one of those camel packs on with the water thing to his mouth. He's like, it's like a 5-mile hike out in the desert, but I'm telling you, I got a magazine, I got rolling papers, I got some Schmirky Burger,
and he has no idea this is even a news story, so the actual news shows up to cover the monolith, and he's just out there cranking off smoking weed.
Oh, my God.
What the heck? His pants around his ankles. He's running away.
Putting his magazine. Oh, I got. No, that's nothing. That's nothing.
Nothing. I got nothing. Who are you? Nothing. I got nothing.
I came to check out this monolith here.
What is this? We got all ramping up with our monolith.
That poor guy, man.
That poor guy.
Yeah, he really is. He's going to get up to his whatnot, and it's going
to go to a stash spot.
It's going to be hawked into the damn dirt. Hey, guys.
Come on, man.
What happened?
Nobody
here?
Knew about this forever. So I'm going to stay on time. I got to go back into commercials, but then we'll come right out of spots. We'll get a rundown of the Biggest Cans food drive. Busy 7 o'clock hour coming up as we'll talk to GNC Foods. Thank them for their participation in this. So do not go anywhere. Twitch mics are always on. Brought to you by Bud Light. Ooh, delicious ice cold. Drinking one right now. Delicious ice cold.
Crack something.
But don't you tempt me. It is the day before Thanksgiving, so we have kicked off our official Biggest Cans food drive. Happening right now, thanks to our friends at GNC Foods and Street Corner Urban Market. What is the Biggest Cans food drive? Well, we are giving it to the Food Bank of Central New York non-perishable food items. We're collecting them right now outside the Syracuse studios. 235 Walton Street in Armory Square. You can go down there, drop them in the K-Rock truck, pick yourself up a killer, very limited koozie. What are you saying, Cody?
Better hurry up. You want those one of those koozies, man.
Has it been busy down there?
It's picking up.
Nice. Saying, all right.
I'm saying you're going to, one of those people are going to be like, hey, where are the koozies? And it's going to be like noon.
Yeah.
They're gone.
First come, first serve. Boss Lady and Boss Kid are outside making sure you get your koozies. Obviously, we're keeping safe distance.
Yes.
Drop it in the truck. Do your thing. And then later on today, Cody's going to head over to the Street Corner Urban Market in Utica, where he'll be collecting from 11 to 12. Those are not the only times you can drop off. Of course, you can drop off up until December 7th at both of those locations, our Syracuse Studios and Street Corner Urban Market in Utica. Don't want to leave your house. Maybe you don't have any food to donate. You can go to krock.com and get the link to the food bank website. A dollar provides three meals to needy families here in Central New York. And the food bank does a great job. They service a whole big footprint here in CNY, all the way out beyond the Mohawk Valley. So whatever they can do, whatever you can do to help us, we'd appreciate it. What are you laughing at? What did I do?
You know what I'm laughing at.
What?
He said they service a big area. Do I got to say it out loud?
Shh, we're being professional broadcasters.
I know, that's why
right
I
now.
Didn't say it out loud. I just giggled.
Service a big area. All right, Cody Mack. So, yes, tomorrow is the big day. It is Thanksgiving, so we are celebrating that.
What? What's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Oh, Cody, about that.
Oh, no.
Your mother and I want to talk to you, if we could.
Oh,
we
finally. Found, you find my, we found my real man. Parents?
Yes.
No, it's not it.
So YouGov did the ultimate ranking of Thanksgiving foods. They took 42 Thanksgiving foods, did a series of matchups like they would, you know,
like a
this
bracket
versus
almost?
This, yeah, like a bracket.
Okay, I like brackets.
And it ranked the top 10 Thanksgiving dishes for tomorrow. No surprise, number one is turkey. Number one is always going to be turkey.
Okay.
If you're making ham,
then you're...
God, I caused a lot of issues with my ham hate.
I don't know. Only Canadian, I guess, if you're making ham. You don't understand what the day is. I mean...
Like, are you lost?
I mean, it's... Not,
just kidding, ham lovers. Don't get mad at me again.
Our forefathers had no access to the European pig in America. I think we did.
Like, I did. I made a passing reference that ham does not belong on Thanksgiving. But then I think back
wrong.
To my Polish grandmother, who would not only make ham, she would make... Where are you going with the camera?
What? Sorry. I was just going a little...
You. She would not only make, like... ham, but then there'd be kielbasa, and there'd be sauerkraut. There'd be a whole pierogies. It was no holds barred.
Wow.
It was no holds barred.
So is it basically what's the word I'm looking for? Based on like nationalities, then? You know what I'm saying? Like do different.
I
you have the like pierogies. I remember in high school. I want to say that I'm pretty sure the Asian girl that I dated, its family did. All the, like they made rice. They always had these badass egg roll things and everything. I feel like they probably did that.
That's a good question I have for you guys. What is the strangest item you'll have tomorrow? Or, like, the most non-traditional item you'll have out tomorrow?
Yeah.
Because I'll give you the ranking, and then I want to see what you guys are going to have out. Like, are you going to drop a pierogi on me tomorrow? Is that what's going on?
I mean, you would have to do it yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, no one's giving me a pierogi, but...
Love child. Your wife might surprise her big boy.
Big boy wants pierogies and chalky pie.
Yeah.
Polish great-grandmother made cabbage rolls on Thanksgiving. I feel like that was at the house, too.
Interesting.
So turkey's number one. Mashed potatoes, number two.
Yeah.
Stuffing or dressing, number three. Number four, bread or rolls. Number five is ham. Who are you ham people?
Wow.
All the way...
Five?
Why?
For a
How did this happen?
No. This is rigged. Fake, fraud, dead people voted for ham.
Fake news. Fake news. Dominion.
Yep.
Blame Dominion.
Definitely fake dead people voted for ham. That's no way. How does that go over? Because I would say there's like five other foods before ham that I hear that people have at their, you know, dinners. Like, I didn't hear mac and cheese in there. Did you? Was that in there? Did I miss it?
Number 10.
Yeah, see? There's, I think you did say cranberry sauce, didn't you?
Cranberry sauce. No, not even in the top 10.
No,
didn't
see,
the top 10.
Yeah, how are those two right off the top of my head not above ham?
What confuses me the most is why did ham even be brought up in the conversation?
I don't. Well, I can see some people wouldn't like turkey. I can see, because it's a drier, you know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah.
But, and then if you do a ham instead, I don't like ham. So then you're looking for something else, you know what I mean? So it's probably based off like how I wouldn't like ham at like an Easter. I forgot to add that part in there. Like how, you know, we have a ham at Easter. I don't like ham, so people make something else. Maybe it was like that.
It's the only time I'll eat ham is on Easter. Because I don't really like ham.
No,
I don't like ham very much.
I don't like it at all, so I don't want to have it. So if it's, you know, maybe there's got to be people like that with turkey then, right? Well, I don't want turkey. That's trash bird.
Look at so many of you. So I asked you guys, what's the strangest thing that you're going to have on the table tomorrow? A lot of you are making lasagnas.
Yeah.
Is that an Italian thing?
I don't. It's got to be, I'm sure. But I feel like that. I've got to be misremembering this. I don't know if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, but I remember that we'd go up to like my grandparents on Thanksgiving and they would do a ham, and I don't like ham, so they would do a lasagna. I think, if I'm remembering that being Thanksgiving, it might have been Christmas. But either way, there was ham and I didn't want it, so there was a lasagna. So I can see that for.
I don't think I've ever had a lasagna show up at a Thanksgiving table.
Where's like.
Yeah, Betty says the lasagna's for Christmas.
Yeah. Where's LJ? Where's Showgirl? She's texting. And that, yeah, you eat lamb on Easter, but you do a lasagna for Thanksgiving? She's pretty Italiano.
Like, I'm not here to tell you, listen, you do you. You live your life. Whatever food makes you happy tomorrow, you eat it.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, man.
I don't know how things like lasagna and ham are making their way into the conversation, but if they are, they are.
Yeah, I don't. Yep. Yeah. LJ's making a lasagna. Now I want.
Why?
Now I want lasagna. Don't let your daughter hear that. Or your daughter's going to be like, whoa.
Well, we're doing lasagna then.
There's
yeah.
lasagna for options here? What the hell, man?
It's what is just strange to me is that I've never experienced a pasta dish on Thanksgiving. You know, like I've never saw, here's a bowl of spaghetti.
Are you sure? Well, wait, because you said you went to the Polish side, right? Did you ever?
We've done it all. We've done Thanksgiving with my Italian grandmother. We did it with the Polish grandmother.
And she didn't have lasagna? The Italian grandma?
No, I don't think she did.
Interesting.
Maybe a meatball. She made a lot of meatballs. Maybe.
Oh yeah.
And maybe meatballs. Stuffed peppers, but I don't remember a lasagna.
Maybe she made well, here's the other thing. I'm trying to think of reasons why. When you said you guys did it all, does that mean that everybody intermingled with everybody? You know what I mean? Like everybody.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, it was like this year you went to the Italians, this year you went to the Polish.
But I mean everybody went to the Italians or just like you?
No.
Got, oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if you did it like that, then maybe it was because, well, there's going to be the Polish group will be here and the other side will be here. So I won't make my, you know, my zit or my, you know, my rugat.
And Twitch says real Italians do manicotti on Thanksgiving. Oh, do they really?
A little manicotti? You going to do a little manicotti?
Oh, my God. Manicotti. Love Child says, if you date an Italian chick, you'll have all the pasta stuff at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Chicken cutlets and turkey along with all the sides. It's
yep.
huge.
Yeah. They just make the, well. See, here's the thing. That's a I don't know a good term for it. It's an excuse for Italians to do what Italians do and make
what?
A dish for 30 people. But there's only gonna be like five of us.
Yeah, right.
To eat a bunch of food, huh? Okay, well, I'll make a lasagna. I'll do a ziti. I'll do some chicken cutlets. We'll do a turkey too. Because Italians probably do all the other stuff because they're like, what do you mean to do a turkey? You know what I mean? They're like, I don't know how to do a turkey.
See, Cousin Jay, I'll tell you right now, Cousin Jay's onto something. Let's throw it all out the window and do a taco bar. All right. Let's screw it. Let's light this bitch up.
Well, I'd be fine with that if we could do my thing that I try to do throughout the year of making Thanksgiving dinners normal.
You do like an off the cuff Thanksgiving. I know that.
Oh man, I'll do a turkey at any time. You tell me, hey, grab a turkey breast. I'm gonna throw it in a crock pot and do a little mini Thanksgiving. Oh hell yeah! I don't care if it's June.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it. But that's also because again, I eat like a toddler, and one of the only things I like to eat is turkey. So I don't hate that. Not at all.
Oh my. Okay. Here's LJ's rules. LJ coming in with the Italian family rules.
She's about as Italian as you can get.
Lasagna and manicotti for Thanksgiving. Lamb with mint for Easter. Fishes for Christmas Eve. Pastas for Christmas.
Oh, all the pastas.
Oh, yeah, you do a fish. That's right.
Oh, yeah. The picture she sent him with the old Italian lady. You want a turkey next to Thursday? Okay, I make a lasagna. Yo, for real. That's chaos. They got to do.
You guys ever hear of a horker loaf? It's a big ball of ground turkey wrapped in turkey bacon, and then you cut it like a pie.
I'd eat that. I like turkey bacon.
All right. Okay.
And I like turkey pepperoni. Spoiler alert. Might be better than regular pepperoni. Just saying.
That I'll never respect. Your love for turkey pepperoni.
Yeah, you hate that. I love it. Oh,
it's
my
garbage.
God. Oh, JoJo.
It's a garbage meat.
I don't even want to. Thank God.
What'd you say?
And fishes for Christmas Eve, which means LJ does it too. The seven fishes.
As Italian as my family was, that we never got into the fish dishes. I don't know why. It was never a discussion.
No.
Oh. Nobody ever had fish. I don't remember ever having fishes.
Yeah, that was because it's Italy stick out into the water a bunch. It's a boot. They got a lot of fish. No, I can't.
Well, keep it coming in. 315-364-109. Strangest item you're going to have on your table tomorrow.
Bomb.
Like, it's not even a surprise. I wanted all of it. Adirondack Food and Fuel presents the K-Rock Tech Sign, 315-364-109. What did the text say?
I didn't say.
Oh, turkey bacon. All right, Josh, time to let Cody go.
No,
did he say turkey bacon or turkey pepperoni?
They said to put turkey bacon on the thing. I don't mind turkey bacon, but I like turkey pepperoni. Turkey pepperoni is good. But no, don't. You can't. I'm right here. Watch what I can do. Go ahead, Josh. Start talking. Just start saying things.
Blah, blah, blah.
I just turned him right down because I'm here. See, so you might want to start letting me do what I want.
Seafood. Like, not even like just fishes. So many of you are doing crab legs, bacon wrapped scallops.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah, I can't. Oh my God. Can you, Josh?
The smell, right? The smell?
Dude, imagine it's a normal Thanksgiving and you're doing the bounce around and you went somewhere and you ate and you're like, huh? Kind of full, and it's not a sweatpants year, and you walk into that walk into that person's house, and it's hot. They've got the stove going with a turkey in it, and then they've got like seafood on the stove boiling and whatnot.
All right.
Oh my God, the heat and the smells.
I'd throw up.
Could you even imagine?
Hey guys, we got haddock on. We got some. We got some of these. We got bacon-wrapped scallops.
If you head into the backyard, we're doing grouper in the yard if you want to dig up those banana leaves we've got. So.
If you guys want to take a pull off that pot of boiled gizzards, go ahead, help yourself.
All those things are going to make our bag of Oops All Gizzards turkey not look too bad anymore. At least that's
we got gizzard ice cream coming up for dinner. We're doing neck pie if you want some of that.
Oh my God. Can you imagine that? Just give Gil a big bag of turkey giblets and go, Gil, let's see what you can do with that, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Figure this out.
Keep
the text coming in. Twitch chat, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Thank you guys so much who have stopped by and donated for the biggest cans canned food drive. We will talk to our friends at GNC here in just a few minutes about their participation, what's going on with them over there. And obviously, we'll be down at Street Corner Urban Market 11 o'clock today. Cody Mack will be out there collecting your canned food, non-perishable food items, and handing out those koozies while supplies last. Any of the weird things coming in quickly before we wrap up our weird Thanksgiving conversation for tomorrow, Cody Mack?
Let's see. Oh, some people are doing vegan Thanksgivings and stuff.
How does that work out?
That's pretty cool. You do a tofu turkey?
Tofurkey.
I wonder if I'd like that. I don't like tofu,
You do because you like the Strongheart swings.
I like it, but if you've ever had, I've had them a couple times, and if they get, you know, sometimes you can taste a little bit of the tofu, if you know what tofu tastes like, but it's not too bad. I also thought a meatloaf was pretty interesting.
Oh, I wouldn't hate a meatloaf at Thanksgiving.
No, not at all. Whoa.
I wouldn't hate that.
What else?
I think
we got the winner.
Who? What?
Right here. We have calzones on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yo. I never thought about that. To get some dough, set it out, have yourself a calcezone, a big calcezone, like a big old one.
Dude, man.
That ain't bad.
What I would not give for thanks, what would I call it, thanks pizza giving? I don't even know.
I would, I bet I could make a Thanksgiving calzone. That wouldn't be hard at all. The mashed potatoes.
What would you put in it?
Mashed potatoes are your ragout. Like, you do a little layer of that. Then you do the turkey on there. And then, it literally depends on what you want. Do you want stuffing on there?
I don't know. I need to try both.
All right. Well, I'll put stuffing on one over the turkey with a very thin, not a lot, because I don't want it to, like, overpower anything or, you know, ruin it or melt it. Then I'm going to put gravy over in it, just a little bit. Not a lot. Just a little over it.
Okay.
Just a little. And then I fold it over. And give it a little brush with something. I bet you could probably even brush it instead of butter, like or egg wash with like a gravy if you wanted to. Or
I'm wondering how this would taste.
Right? Or instead of the gravy and stuffing, you can do a mass load of turkey and then like a little bit more of the mashed potatoes or even cranberry in there if you wanted. Or no. Oh, I got it. The cranberry or the gravy is the Dunkin' sauce. That's your marinara. You do the turkey, the stuffing, the potatoes are your ragout. I mean, you can put cheese in it if you want. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, Joel, that's what you just said. Cranberry sauce is the donkey sauce.
Yeah.
Cranberry sauce is the donkey, I think. I think that's what you go with.
Definitely. And you got to, like, put it in a thing with a fork and go like this. Because you're not going to be able to just dunk it into some
You want to whip it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, well, we are kicking off our biggest canned food drive. Goes through December 7th. We're going to hit some spots, come back, talk to our friends at GNC Foods, as they are a part of this, and we appreciate them for that. It is our biggest canned food drive, and joining us on the phone from GNC Foods, Nikki. We're doing things very remote, Nikki. Nice to hear your voice again. I appreciate you doing this.
Absolutely. It's nice to hear your voice, too.
So it's like this whole year of COVID, we usually do so much fun stuff with GNC, but it's just been so nothing is going on. Like, we haven't seen each other. We haven't heard from each other. I mean, I'm not saying that I miss you, Nikki, but I'm saying that I miss you. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I'm saying the same thing. I, you know, all of the fun that we've had in the past is definitely starting to come up on me here. So my memories and everything on Facebook.
So tell me a little bit about what's going on over at GNC Foods. We're always busy. You're always doing something. We're always hiring. Tell me what's new over there.
So we've actually flourished, during all of this, which is great. You know, we're in need of some great people. We are doing a lot of retail business. We're still getting the numbers up. We're growing still, even through all of this. So, you know, getting the word out there. We're trying to help the community as much as we can.
And this is a prime example of you guys trying to help the community, because we come to you and say, hey, we want to do this food drive again this year, and you guys jumped right on it, and you love being a part of our biggest canned food drive. Last year, we came close to 2,000 pounds of food donated, a large amount of that from GNC Foods. I know you guys are doing a little collection yourself over there, but what does this mean to you guys? I mean, you're in the food business, obviously, when it comes to distribution. But you are here, you are local, you are in the community, and this means a lot for you to give back, right?
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, we were so excited when you guys were still doing the event, because like you said, you know, we want to give back to the community as much as we can, and we're trying to exceed the goal that we did last year, so hopefully we can get even a bigger number.
Yeah, we've expanded, kind of the benefit of this being a weird times is that we've extending it to a couple of weeks, which is nice. So we can go through December 7th. You can donate down at the K-Rock Studios in Syracuse, Street Corner Urban Market in Utica, and then we'll make a big push on the 7th, head over to the food bank of CNY, which is literally in your backyard. GNC Foods can look out their back, and you can see it.
I can see them right now. I can look out my window. Yeah. I'm looking out the window. I can see them.
Well, okay, so Nikki, if people want to get involved with GNC Foods and start maybe a really promising career, how do they do that?
They can apply at gcfoods.com/careers. We have a lot of openings right now. I'm recruiting very heavily. So get online. You can look on Indeed. We're all over the place.
All right, and of course, the food bank will appreciate our donation coming up here in a couple of weeks. And I thank you guys for being a part of this. Nikki, GNC Foods, let's not go this long without checking in on each other again, all right? Come on, I don't like
that. Never again, Josh.
Never again, Nikki. Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
All right, Nikki from GNC Foods kicking off our Biggest Cans canned food drive outside the Syracuse studios this morning.
Awesome.
You see the K-Rock truck parked out there. What, some drop-off happening right now?
I'm falling up right now, I think.
Thank you so much for your donation. Of course, this donation goes to the Food Bank of Central New York.
Yeah, we got
to
crush
boss
that.
Boss Lady and Boss Kid out there handing out our dumpster fire koozies.
Because that was a cool, like, we got a cool look of, like, wow, you guys brought a lot of food for one day last year from the guys and the gals over there when we dropped all that off. That was a...
Well, no, remember they go, oh, how long have you guys been collecting for? And we're like, we did this in 4 hours.
Right? Yeah, they were...
So how cool would it be if we crushed that over these 2 weeks?
That's what I'm saying. Like, now I'm chasing the dragon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Bring over anything but double. You know what I mean? We're gonna look like losers. So you guys want us to look like losers?
Want me to read you something really cute?
Yes.
So this is Show Kid Evan. He was just listening to us with Savannah. So Showgirl Savannah posted this on her Facebook. She tagged us. This morning, my 11-year-old nephew, almost 11-year-old nephew, were having breakfast and enjoying our morning show routine of listening and watching Josh and Cody on the show. As we're listening, they come out of commercial break and they talk about their food bank, their Central New York food bank, and that a dollar goes towards purchasing 3 meals every day for those in need. Right then, my nephew Evan got up, walked over to his wallet, and said, I'd like you to take this to the food bank and hand her $10.
That's awesome.
Aww. So thank you, Show Kid Evan. We appreciate you, buddy. That's adorable. Thank you so much for doing that.
And he's definitely a show bro or a show kid. He's been to the sleepover. He was at the sleepover.
He's been to all of the things. Anytime. Remember when we used to do things, Cody? You remember?
Guys, you remember
those days?
Remember being at stuff?
Remember going out and doing things?
Right? It's soon enough. Next year.
Soon enough. we'll get there.
Well, listen, guys, here's the thing.
Okay.
I haven't done this in a while now, but.
I know. Okay, go ahead.
What we got to do is if we make it through this month, it'll be Christmas. All right, now we're okay. Mm-hmm. We settled down. We're into Christmas. We're knocking it down a little bit. We get into January and February. There's nothing to do anyway.
Right.
It's low and we're good. Now we get into March and spring. It's been quelled, so we can get back to doing stuff. So let's get into the spring. 1 year from when I said this before. We just got to get into this. Now we just got to get to where we were when we started. Maybe we could go watch football. I don't know. We go to
Cody
the
Mac.
Fair.
I don't know.
Go to a carnival.
Cody Mac, DIYs are never funny, but this isn't a funny story, but this is a word of precaution.
That's not true. I've seen you spackle a hole. I laugh pretty good.
No, DUIs, not DIYs.
Oh. That's what you said.
I said DIYs?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm hammered. It's the day before Thanksgiving, dude. What do you want me to tell you?
That's fine.
I am completely lit.
Crack
no, sorry. DUIs yes, are no, never funny.
No.
But I did not know that you could get a DUI for eating rum balls while driving.
I bet. Yeah. Yeah.
Because, again, going back to the holidays.
Dude.
Classic dish right there on my grandma's table. Rum balls.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, have you ever had a real good rum ball? Yeah, you can't eat it.
Have I?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Those are things that, like, I remember, like, my dad couldn't eat rum balls because they were so full of booze back in the
really?
Day.
Really?
Yeah. If you get a,
then why was my grandmother letting me eat them as a child?
Because they're cookies, and if you have a couple, you're not gonna get drunk. But if you have like 5 super soaked rum balls. You may catch a little buzz, or at the very least, if you eat a couple of them and then you get pulled over, I bet a cop will smell rum on you and go, yo, bro.
Dune, to shut you up. That's why she likes to eat them, to shut you up. Grandma, these cookies make me sleepy. Grandma, these cookies make me sleepy.
These cookies taste like nighttime.
This is Dune. Who got a driving under the influence, a DUI, because on his way home from a birthday party, he was eating rum balls in the car, which you all know what those are. We all have had them.
Nice chocolate rum ball.
He didn't realize they had so much rum in them. He got pulled over. They gave him a breathalyzer, and now his license is suspended.
I'm going to call shenanigans on him.
Really? Why?
I'm going to say he had a couple. He tied a couple on beforehand.
Oh, good call.
Because
so he was riding a buzz, and then he gets in the car, and he's like, no, I'm just eating rum balls.
Yeah, because I don't know. Someone may have to tell me. But I feel like you're going to have to eat a hell of a lot of rum balls to blow, like, an illegal amount of whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, I remember in, like, the first year or two of doing morning radio in CNY, I didn't drink then.
Yeah.
Because I was, like, 29 or 30. I mean, I dabbled. I dabbled. But I didn't have the tolerance I have now. So I remember a listener made us... They weren't rum balls. They were with Jack Daniels. I don't know how she did it.
Yikes. That'd be
she
rough.
Made us like these cake balls of Jack Daniels.
Okay.
And I ate like three of them because I'm fat. And much like I would guess people who mistakenly eat weed brownies do, I was hammered on like cake.
Yeah. You're like, whoa.
I remember it.
What happened here, guys? It was just... I'm just having some frosting.
I remember she brought them down to the studio. She's like, I made these Jack Daniels, whatever the hell they were called. And I'm like, oh, good. And I'm, you know, your fatty buddy, bull baddie right here starts popping them. And then I am cooked, buddy. I am cooked. And
I know I just had this cake, but is there any mozzarella sticks?
How's a guy get a pizza? What's a pizza?
Yeah, no, I can definitely.
So I didn't know. I always assumed, because my grandmother was trying to shut me up, according to Dunes, that I could just eat. No, the booze cooks off. That's fine.
It is.
That's fine.
It does for a lot of it, but some of them, they have little things where you inject it, and that's what usually...
You add a little extra?
Yeah, they usually get you going. It gets you going. I don't want some of those. I don't know, man.
So Frank couldn't eat the rum ball because of the booze?
I definitely remember a situation where he wasn't allowed to have a rum ball. I don't remember where or when, but it was like at Christmas time, and it was a... No, you can't have rum balls. So that was... get a couple of them in you. Or I wonder what it would take to blow something.
Get it going. What do you mean?
Like how many...
Say that again?
How many you'd have to eat to blow a thing? Like blow something on a breathalyzer.
I mean, I think for science, we need to try it, don't we?
Well, I definitely think we should. That'd be really funny.
To see how many drunk rum can balls. We get on rum balls?
And I have I had nothing to do with them, an ass ton of those. I think we were from here, those booze-filled chocolates. I have so many of those.
Well, I think that's what we got to, just for scientific reasons, we got to see.
See if you can catch them balls
on
it.
How drunk we can get on, we'll call it, how drunk can we get on dessert? And we just start eating a bunch of them.
Throw up. Drunk desserts.
I think we will. I think our tolerance is too high.
Yeah, I bet. It would be a lot of chocolate. We end up just throwing up instead. I ate three of them, but...
315-364-109-KROCK text line powered by Adirondack Food and Fuel. Biggest cans happening right now.
Boss lady's at
right
the truck.
Now.
I'm looking right at her head. There she is.
Boss lady?
I could probably see more of her, but I can't see over many things over here.
You can't see over the things.
You
boss lady and boss kid are out there manning it.
Yep, they're doing all the whatnots.
Swing down, make your donations. That's what I'm saying, Coco. That was so irritating when you buy a CD at Walmart and they censored it for you.
Dude, I didn't know about that back in the day, because when that came out, we were, you know, teens. So I wasn't aware that, who was it? Was it Hillary? Did Hillary
Who's
get
Hillary?
It? Hillary Clinton. Isn't
no,
she?
No, it was Al Gore's wife.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, so
she
one
did
of
all
those.
That stuff.
Yeah, Tipper, right? Tipper Gore.
Yeah, Tipper Gore. Tipper Gore.
He invented the internet and she takes it away.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that sucked, man.
You bought that CD at Walmart and
it didn't say anything on it. So I was like, cool, it's not edited or anything. But it also didn't have the parental warning. Because Walmart was all edited, so not only did they not need the parental warning, they just edited it down. So it was
so
a lot.
So did Walmart have to like make these artists create special edition CDs for them?
Right. Who did all of that? Because I remember when we did just a random New Year's Eve thing once where we could play anything, and I would just load the song and find the swear and put an effect on it myself. Did somebody have to do that?
The record label realized they're going to move a lot of units at Walmart, so they're like, all right, well, we'll make a Walmart version of this album.
Just, I like to learn and make it reverse. We're fine. All the kids want to hear that.
Oh, man.
These
right,
pizza sheets over and over and over.
Yeah, there you go. Walmart forces companies to make special versions for them. Hmm. It makes sense. They're everywhere. They probably move a lot of CDs.
Do they still do that?
Oh, yeah, do they?
Or did they get rid of CDs? Is that not even a thing? I got a feeling they may not sell CDs
remember.
Anymore. I don't know.
No, they have CDs in that back section.
Do they? Hmm.
They do. I was just there the other day.
Yeah, that's where you spent a lot of your time, I hear. In the back section.
Picked up my... picked up my new Reba McEntire CD. Joining us on the phone from the Food Bank of Central New York, we have Lynn. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Obviously, the day before Thanksgiving, a lot of families in our thoughts today. Tell me a little bit about how this year has been different for the Food Bank of CNY.
It really, since March, the need in the community in our 11-county service area has exploded. When I look at those months of March through October, and I compare 2020 to 2019, there's been a 58% increase in the amount of food we've distributed.
Wow.
17.7 million pounds of food has been gone out in those 8 months.
And what kind of toll has that had on your supply? Is it dwindling? Are you in dire straits? What's going on with the extra bank itself?
Well, I'm happy to say that we're not in dire straits. We're constantly accessing food. You know, we kind of back in February, we saw that something was coming, so we started ramping up our purchasing and our accessing our relationships in the community. So we're constantly getting more food in. As quickly as we're moving it out, we're getting it in from as many sources as possible so that we can continue to meet the need in the community.
And the Food Bank has partnered with a lot of local grocery stores and other places that have, maybe if they have excess food, they can bring it over to you and then it goes to the families in need, correct?
Correct. A portion of the fleet of our vehicles is on the road every day going to in a week, typically about 100 retail partners to pick up those foods that, you know, maybe that we all kind of overlook on the shelves, especially produce and dairy items, but it's still good and we can get it into the hands of people that are hungry and really probably can't stretch their dollars far enough to get those foods.
On the phone from the Food Bank of Central New York, we have Lynn. So Lynn, explain to the audience a little better than I can. I've been saying over and over again, a dollar can go to three meals. A dollar makes three meals. How does that work? When you tell me that, A, I want to know how I can make that happen, but it's because of all the relationships you have, correct?
Correct. You can make it happen by donating to the food bank. You can make it happen for someone else. So we have kind of three streams of food. We purchase food, but we get a lot of donated food, like from the retail partners that I just talked about or local farms, local manufacturers and distributors. And then we also get USDA commodities. So when we look at our whole year's worth of food inventory and compare that to our expenses of warehousing and transportation and everything else, $1 donation equals three meals back into the community.
And I obviously am talking to the people like myself and Cody and those of us who are in a situation where we can donate food to the food bank or donate money that we may have. But if somebody listening right now is maybe in need of food and they don't really know how to access it, maybe this is the first time in their lives they've ever needed to look for help finding food. What do they do? How do they benefit from what we've done here today?
Yes. So many people that have never found themselves, like you said, in need before. So the first thing that you can do is you can call the food bank. We find out where you live. We make a referral to the food programs in your community. If you don't want to talk to somebody, you can go right on our website, foodbankcny.org. There's a button, very prominent, says find food. It's going to give you that same information. And if it's on an evening or a weekend and you want to speak to somebody, you can always call the hotline 211, and 211 can share that information with you. We'll make those referrals to the programs so that you can access that healthy, nutritious food so that people need to live and survive and thrive in our community.
It's one of my favorite things that we have here in Central New York. It's community helping community, and I think this year is a year that we can all appreciate either what we have or how we can help others. So, Lynn, thank you as always. Obviously, we're happy to donate to the Food Bank of Central New York anything we can do to get the word out and help the people here in our audience. And I've also been telling, so what's the footprint that you reach? Because I know that we have a large footprint all the way out to the Mohawk Valley, up to Watertown, all that. How big do you cover?
So So we're pretty similar. We're 11 counties. So we're Jefferson, St. Lawrence to the north, down to Chenango, Cortland in the south, and then across the thruway from Cayuga all the way out to Herkimer County. It's more than 12,000 square feet, or square feet, square miles. Yeah. That we cover in the community. So our footprint is very large, and there is a lot of need, and that need has increased so much.
All right, Lynn. Well, we hope to be bringing you a lot of food on December 7th when we wrap up our biggest Cans Can food drive. Thank you so much for taking time this morning. And again, anything we can do to help, don't be afraid to ask, Lynn. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for all your support, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving, Lynn. Biggest Cans Canned Food Drive. Thanks to all of you who have swung out this morning. Wave to my little Coco in his glass box there. Thank you.
I saw Dunes.
We saw Dunes just walking up there.
I saw Dunes.
Everyone's chatting with Boss Lady and Boss Kid. Thank you guys for making the time. Coming down, donating to a great cause. Just to reiterate what we said with Lynn before, today's Biggest Cans Food Drive kicks off. The exception of canned and non-perishable food items goes through Cody's birthday, December 7th, at which point then we'll drive the K-Rock truck over there to the food bank because they are in need. As Lynn said, the increase has been expansive. It's been big this year,
yeah.
For obvious reasons. So,
yeah, I can imagine.
Cody will be – okay, so here's how it goes today.
So
up until about 9 or 10, you can drop by right down there in Armory Square. K-Rock truck is parked there. Leave your food there. Then Cody's going to drive that truck to Utica. I almost had it. Street corner Urban Market.
Yeah,
I trust my gut.
Yeah, don't overthink it. You
trust
have. Yep.
My gut.
Yep.
Cody will be at the Street Corner Urban Market from 11 to 12. He will be collecting from there. These are not the only times you can drop off donations. We're accepting donations at both of those locations. The Armory Square Studios for K-Rock and the Street Corner Urban Market through December 7th. Then we'll make the delivery to the food bank. Of course, our friends at GNC Foods making a donation as well to the food bank. And I saw some of you text in, how do I make a financial donation? Foodbankcny.org. Go to foodbankcny.org. And like I said with Lynn, don't be too proud.
No.
To seek help.
Yeah.
If it's been a tough year, don't make your kids go hungry. Don't make you go hungry. Go to that same website. Click find food. No one will ever know. There is no shame in that.
Yep. No. Do it. No shame at all. No need to be hungry. There's plenty of resources out there. We got you food. Or if you don't want to do it, freaking slide me a DM. I'll call them for you. I don't give a damn. The hell do I care? You know what I mean? Some people, if you don't want to, I'll do it for you if you don't want to.
Cody Mack will take care of
it. I don't care.
So there's a new phone number you can call. Can you do this on the air for me, Cody? I'm going to give you the number.
Hold on.
See if you can bring up. Hold on.
Oh my God!
Because
why can I not?
I should, dude, the phone bank is the most confusing thing. So
on
Busy All, there you go. Now drop that call. Hit drop.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Okay.
Now pick it up.
All right,
now pop the phone up.
Oh, why is that so loud?
What I want you to do, because this is a website where you can call and just scream. It is collecting all of our screams because of frustration. The number is 1-561-567-8431. All right, I want to hear what happens.
Welcome. Please record a scream to share on justscream.baby. Wait for the beep, then hang up when you are done.
Yeah, then we're just going to yell. Ah! Okay. There we go. Okay.
I was so bad at that. All right. Okay.
So now that message is going to get uploaded to a website, justscream.baby, where other people can listen to it.
What the hell?
Because it's 2020, man. And a lot of times we just need to get out of rage. It feels fun. That wasn't a real scream for me. I feel like I could have really given it more.
Yeah. I didn't know what to, you know, I didn't want to blow the microphones or anything, so I didn't.
Do you want to do a better one? Do you want to do another one?
You want to do a different one?
Yeah, let's do a better one. I'm going to give you the number again.
All right, hold on. Wait, I'm going to do
this. Oh, my God. Okay,
hold on.
I'm busy.
Wait, hold on.
There.
Normal.
One.
Okay. One.
561.
561.
567.
567.
84.
84.
31.
31. Okay, here we go.
All right. I'm going to scare my kid.
And then once he says it,
please
then we
record
both just
a scream
yell, right?
To share on justscream.baby.
Yes.
Wait for the beep, then hang up when you are done.
Ah! Ah! did it again.
I did it again. I hit the wrong button again.
He can't hang up.
There we go.
That one felt better. That one felt really, really good.
That one was a better one. I think
that one felt really good.
I think someone came out to check on us, though.
Well, Rick Gary's been complaining that I'm not there to scream and he can't hear me.
Right? Well, there you
what
go.
What do you say? I yell like a woman? Is that what he said yesterday?
Yeah, you yell like a damn woman.
I yell like a woman. Well, Rick Gary, there you go.
Well, that's because you don't do for manly things a cowboy voice when you're talking.
I don't know. I did. I sounded like I was on a roller coaster.
Yes, you
I did.
Yes, you did.
Cody's was more like, oh, no, I stepped in the campfire. That was his was?
Yes.
Mine was more terror.
Yes, yours was you. Somebody scared you, and you're seeing something repeatedly that's shocking you.
Like a ghost. Oh. Speaking of, dude,
like
I'm not
woman.
Trying to ruin. I've never seen a naked woman. Are they around?
That's why it would scare him. Is all one.
What do I do? what am I about to say?
Oh my God! What is that thing?
I'm not trying to ruin.
Me. Yes.
And I pretend I didn't say there's a ghost.
No,
but there is a ghost.
Where?
This freaking Fargo show, dude.
Oh.
I have one more episode of it.
Damn it. Yeah, I still gotta.
It's the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Really? Did you watch
dude,
the other
the
seasons of Fargo?
Yes, I've loved them.
Okay.
I love them.
It's better than the other seasons? This one?
It is awesome.
All right.
I cannot wait for the finale. Dude, I cannot wait for it.
Dude, I keep forgetting. Every night I go, okay, once, you know, the night is, you know, a thing and I can sit down and that's it, I'm putting on that. I'm going to watch friggin' Fargo. And I forget every single night.
I'll remind you tonight. I'll text you tonight.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Is it on a thing?
It's on demand.
It's on demand. But is it on a thing, though? You know
no,
what I mean?
Spectrum On Demand. Just go to Spectrum On Demand.
Because again,
and they don't screw it up. It works. It works.
But sometimes they don't let you fast forward.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they don't let you fast forward.
And that's my least favorite. Like, I'm paying you already, Spectrum. You're on demand. The ads, like, that would almost be like if you got like a like this service and we were like, yeah, you paid for, like if we got Twitch and we were like, yeah, pay the subscription, you don't get to see the commercials, but then you still saw the commercials because, well, yeah, I mean, we gotta
just
have our advertiser. Well,
we keep playing Kevin Hart over and over again.
Well, what am I paying for the service for? I'm paying for this. Well,
between my
still.
My marathon. I mean, literally my 9 hours of Moonshiners yesterday. I worked in an episode of Fargo.
Nice.
And now I'm all caught up. The big finale is Sunday.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, dude.
I have never endorsed
a TV show like I am endorsing this TV show.
That's great. Yeah.
It is so good.
I'm definitely going to watch it because I saw it was hilarious. Same damn thing as last week. I turned on that Big Lies show that's on ABC at the exact same time as I did the week before where it's like, oh, damn it. It's half an hour before it's over now. So I didn't get
what
to see
it?
That.
The Big Lies is the missing girl one, right?
Yes. That one's
what
on
what is the Big
TV.
Sky one I keep
oh,
seeing?
Oh, wait. That's the name of it. Big
oh, Big Sky.
Sky. Yeah, sorry.
Right,
Big Sky.
Big Sky, yeah, yeah. Okay.
That is that one. That one's regular TV. All the other things were... Oh, and Fargo's regular TV. All the other things are all like Hulu and...
Yeah, man.
Whatnot.
Dude, I love it. Oh, but I love it.
If you saw... Because I know Hambone. I know one of his favorite shows was that Vikings. If anybody saw that, Lagatha is the female character in Big Sky. And she is...
Oh, really?
She's a smoke show.
Oh, cool,
smoke show and a half.
Cool, man. That's the coolest part about being locked down is that I've watched an excessive amount of television since Saturday.
Right, you can put on whatever the hell you want.
Once they said, hey, you can't go anywhere...
Right?
I'm just watching all of it.
Oh, okay,
I watched
cool.
all of Dave Letterman's Netflix series that my next guest needs an introduction.
Oh, yeah.
He had Chappelle on. He had Lizzo. He had he had a Formula One driver. I didn't really care about that one. But he had just a bunch of great... Even Kim Kardashian was interesting on that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm sure it has to do with the guy leading the interview as opposed to her saying things. You know what I mean? Like it was
well,
just
and it
her
was really
talking.
He
little...
does a really funny thing. This isn't ruining it. He does a really funny thing where he's trying to understand Instagram. So he makes Kim Kardashian go live on her like Instagram to 100 million people. So they're at a CVS because he's just looking at CVS. He's just walking around with her at a CVS.
Yeah.
And he makes her go live on her Instagram and yell that she just swallowed a battery and tell her viewers that she just swallowed a battery. I loved it. It was so silly. I loved it.
Did they all freak out or was it just like, oh,
no,
yeah,
it was just like a stupid
that's
video,
great.
But I thought it was so funny that he made her do that.
Right, somebody like
she
that.
She's pretty
no,
good.
Do that. That's funny. Did,
she's pretty good.
Did you see the Chappelle thing from SNL?
What Chappelle thing?
How he hosted SNL? Did you see like his monologue and
yeah.
all that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you see Netflix yesterday?
Yeah, they pulled the Chappelle show.
They pulled his show. Oh, man, how bitter can you be? Like, man, dude, come on.
Well, what happened was, I guess CBS owns Chappelle's show.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, so he doesn't get paid where it goes.
Yeah.
And I get it, Dave, you're mad about that, but you signed the deal, man.
You probably sold it off for, like, $500 million. They're not going to then shoot you a couple extra bucks once. It's theirs now, bro.
Yeah.
Theirs now.
He did a whole thing, like, I guess there's another 18-minute monologue where he's bitching about that, but...
Oh, really?
And I know he's not getting paid for it, but if Mr. Krabs wanted to sell our podcast off to something, that's the biz. I don't know what to tell you.
And I think that's a stupid move on his part because I was just talking about this before I saw that it got pulled from Netflix. I've seen a lot of instances where younger kids will be like, oh, yeah, Key and Peele is Chappelle. What's that? Chappelle show sucks. Whereas they don't understand that. There would be no Key and Peele
if there weren't the Chappelle show.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the Chappelle show. So whereas I even will say that Key and Peele is almost as funny, if not just as funny as Chappelle show, it's still like you got to go back and watch it. And if it's not there, Dave, I mean, so you're just going to bank on the fact that new fans just want to hear your political whatnot over and over?
Well, and I think Dave Chappelle's a genius, and I think he's brilliant at everything he does. But
that's why I wonder.
It's the biz. Like, you know, you made a deal when you were young.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you're not happy with it now. But talk to every recording artist ever,
right?
Who made a deal when they were young, and they get boned. It sucks. Right? I know it sucks.
Yeah, bro, you sold it for a lot of money. Like,
yeah.
How does he not get how that's how that
or
works?
Or maybe he didn't sell it for a lot of money, and he's mad about it, but that's you can't have sour grapes. It sucks. I get it.
Right? I wonder if
he got Netflix to pull it.
I wonder if you could see. Oh, I didn't think that he pulled it. I just read that in response to him criticizing them, that they pulled it.
They did. Netflix pulled it, and then he went on. He gave a big speech about it. That's why he loves Netflix.
Oh, he did it again. Like he went at him like, oh my god! All right, let's see how much did Chappelle?
They were being good about him requesting them to pull it.
Sell for. Let's see. Oh, see now it's just going to give me all these. You know why it got pulled? Oh wait, here we go. Well, that's his deal from before. Let's see, because the deal from before got him $50 million. So, where, Chappelle? But I don't see where he sold off. And now, because now it's just all about them removing it. Oh, here we go. They acquired the streaming rights to Chappelle, but that was in October. So, how much? Yeah, it doesn't say.
He posted an 18-minute live performance on Instagram saying he's very upset with HBO because they're streaming old episodes of Chappelle's show.
Yep.
And he's asking his fans to boycott it.
Right here. The deal for them expands on a $500 million deal with HBO and Comedy Central. That's why South Park is on there and stuff like that. Chappelle walked away from the $50 million deal. But then he reemerged and he signed a $60 million deal with Netflix. So don't come at it now crying, bro. You gave it to him for $60 million. What do you want him to drop you another like $30 like, every couple days?
It's kind of how it works. They paid you the money for a service.
Yeah.
You did the service. I get that it's called the Chappelle Show, but it's no different than like if Cheers, like Norm from Cheers wants money every time Cheers airs. He probably gets a little bit.
Yeah. It's
and I get that Chappelle gets none or whatever the deal is he made, but he sold it.
You sold it off. It's you understand what you're doing. It'll almost be like I get my paycheck from Mr. Krabs. I see my paycheck and then I call him and go, I see that there's podcasts available on demand. You want to shoot me like $50 because those are up there? He's going to be like, what? I paid you. Your paycheck is the $50. Like, that's
right. That's we made the deal.
Yeah, you don't get extra money because all of a sudden somebody told you something.
Listen, I'm probably on the wrong side of this, but I'm just telling you how the business works, man.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's not fair. I'm sorry, Chappelle, but you made a big nut off this show.
It seems.
And now you still want more.
Right. It seems very fair. He seems to have good lawyers. If I feel like one of the first things I would have asked if I were him when my lawyer presented me with a $60 million Netflix contract, it would be, all right, well, I get that 60. That's like my signing deal. Am I going to get royalties or, you know, the residuals or whatever? And if they said, mm-hmm. no, it's a flat 60 mil, they own the Chappelle Show now, you can't then cry about it.
Like, good question, Crane. Crane is like, if I have them on DVD and play them, does Dave want money from me every time I play it on DVD? I thought I bought them.
Right? Yeah, I don't understand.
Like, there's a great interview with Jewel on Dax Shepard's podcast this week where she talks about, in the beginning of her career, they offered her that ton of money where they're like, we'll give you $100 million, or like, not $100 million, but like, we'll give you $1 million. And she's like, no, I would rather just have portions of whatever I make for the long term.
Yeah.
So that's the deal she made. It sounds like Chappelle did not make that deal.
No.
He took the, I want all this money, and then what happens, happens.
He's a genius, and his stand-ups, and that one that he does in...
He's a genius.
Was it in D.C.? The one with, like, the Sesame Street bit and the whole whatever, the Chappelle Show stand-up that everyone loves. And that's one of the best stand-ups of all time. It just seems like he doesn't read through things properly. Like, he got the $50 million deal from Comedy Central. Lost it over, I get, you know, the reasons, whatever he's explained.
Yeah, he didn't like the sketch and
still,
all that.
Still, he walked away from it. And then he does it again? Bro, this is on you. Fire your stupid-ass agent or maybe read through a contract, because guess what? You just got nailed with something the first time and you complained. So then your next thing that you sign, you do the same thing.
And I get it. He's prolific and he is a genius and he says... But when it comes to the business side of it, it seems like he's just making rash decisions. I don't know the whole backroom deals. I'm just saying
I have no
that's
idea.
Kind of how the business works.
Yeah,
all right,
because he's hilarious.
We're going to come back. Speaking of money, we'll talk to Lee Baldwin, the big, big, big dollar bill pimp out there, Lee Baldwin.
Lee Baldwin, you came and you made me some money. So you're on my phone, Lee Baldwin.
Lee Baldwin, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Josh, Cody, guys.
Morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. So I have a lot of questions for you, Lee, because I don't know anything, and that's why you're on the phone. What does the Dow hitting 30,000 mean?
I mean, it's symbolic. It's so 30,000. There's 30 stocks that make up the Dow. So when you combine them and price them, it's an all-time high for it. And to put it in a wild perspective, because this is 2020, in March, the Dow was at 19,000. So that's a pretty good turnaround. Like, it's incredible, actually. So the ups and downs, but very symbolic.
What do you think triggered it? Do you think it's the vaccine stuff? Do you think it was the transition of power that everybody was talking about? What do you think it is?
I mean, I think it's a combination of things. I think the economy was really strong pre-pandemic, and then we got into that. And so then you had stimulus packages, and the recent move is obviously the vaccines. This is the third Monday in a row another company came out with a vaccine, this time AstraZeneca. So we've got vaccines coming out, treatments improving. The quarantine time is going to be shortened, according to the CDC, from 14 days.
I'm really excited about that, because we're my house is in a quarantine right now. That's why you're hearing me over the phone instead. I'm personally not in quarantine. My son is, because he had a contact at school. So he's just we've locked him in the basement. I just keep putting a loaf of bread out once a day, and I hear him moving around, so I assume he's fine down there. But just to protect the rest of us. But I'm excited that these things are happening and this, you know, the economy can hopefully bounce back. But how many more times can we close small businesses, Lee Baldwin? There's going to be an impact to this that we cannot come back from.
Totally agreed. And so I think the quarantine time, like they kind of, like they're starting to realize, you know, 14 days is too long. Seven is more, that's going to make a big difference. But you cannot close the economy totally down like we did in March again. With the transition of power, I think that's been a positive, because Janet Yellen was selected as the first female Treasury Secretary, and that sounds like they're going to head toward another stimulus package. But but you can't do this forever, right, Josh? You
just, right.
It's like so the market right now likes it. What happens you know, down the road, you know, are we, you know, borrowing money for debts we can't pay later on? That's a whole other question. But we will take it, and we're very thankful for this this bounce. Yeah. So.
Lee Baldwin, DollarInvestmentClub.com. You pay a bill to yourself. Lee invests it. He keeps an eye on all that money stuff. So is Black Friday even going to be a thing that impacts this year? I know every year we talk about Black Friday shopping and the deals and, you know, what it does financially. Are we even having one this year, or is it all online?
I think it's going to be primarily online. I think the people, you know, it's those are people still will go out, I guess. I did read where this will be the biggest shopping year, retail year ever, even with all that's going on, because there is money flowing around the system. So it's just going to look different, right? Like everything in 2020 is just going to look a little different, you know? And so but I, you know, some of the retailers are coming in with really good numbers so far, so we're keeping an eye on that.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of really awesome deals. Like, I mean, every electronic ever made is so cheap right now. You can have a really good Christmas for very little money this year.
Right, and I think, and you know, there could be another stimulus before the end of the year. There's a lot of things, and I think that so it could be a good, knock on wood, retail season. So we're going to keep an eye on that.
Lee Baldwin, you came and you made me some money. Dollar Investment Club, Lee Baldwin.
Sir, it is always nice talking to you. I sing it to my friend Lee Baldwin because he's smart about dollars. Lee, have a delightful Thanksgiving. We will talk to you next week, sir.
All right, guys. Have a wonderful holiday.
Thanks, Lee. You too.
Thank you, Lee. Cody Mack.
Yeah.
Here we are. I've been spending so much time celebrating Biggest Cans, I have forgot to remind you guys that it's Whiskey Wednesday tonight.
Yeah, completely forgot.
Dude, it's a big night on Twitch tonight. Let me explain to you what's going to happen. First of all, our good friend Just Joe is being featured on the front page of Twitch tonight.
What?
Meaning he could have potentially thousands and thousands of viewers.
How's that going to happen?
They asked him if they could feature him. They gave him a time slot, and for an hour, he will be the video you see when you go to twitch.tv right there on the main site. So it's going to be a huge night for him tonight. I will be on Twitch, obviously 7 o'clock for Whiskey Wednesday. Thanks to Whiskey Jacks, who did give Cody Mack that fancy haircut and his little suit photo shoot. And, of course, Harborview Wine and Spirits. Harborview Wine and Liquors is being such a bro tonight. He said, why don't you go ahead and promote your booze that we've got for sale at Harborview? So we're
going to
do
out?
A taste test. You son of a bitch.
Is that coming out soon?
I'm blocking you. Can I block you? Damn it, I'm here and you're there. I can't block
you. When is
you.
It? Weekwatered, weekday?
So
whack,
we're going to do
ad.
A head-to-head. He said, here's what he said. Why don't you do a head-to-head with another weeded spirit, because there's not a lot of them, and that's why mine is a wheat whiskey.
Yeah,
it's sweet, it's vanilla. Cody will tell you he can drink it straight and not even screw him up.
No, I was gonna say I want to do the taste test.
So I'm gonna go side by side with Weller's. Weller's is a for you bourbon nerds, it's the similar liquid to Pappy Van Winkle. It's also wheat. But it's a bourbon, so it's got that. Well, I'm just saying.
Trash, I probably.
So that, no, yeah, no that's good. What I'm saying. Weller's is garbage compared to my stuff.
It's probably no good. Oh, unless they're a sponsor, in which case, man.
No,
he
told me to bust on him. He
oh,
told
really?
Me to bust on him.
Oh, okay.
He says at the end of it, you better make sure that your whiskey is better than Weller's if you're doing this side by side.
Well, I've never.
So
even,
mine's a wheat whiskey. Theirs is a bourbon.
You've tried a lot of whiskeys. I've never even heard of Weller's. So
thank you.
I should have saved my fart for now.
And because I don't got to get up early tomorrow, clearly I'm gonna go. Shh! Don't tell my family, but I'm gonna go real hard probably. And then I'll do a sing along.
Oh man. That's going to be me. All right, so tomorrow then, will you go, since you have the capabilities, I feel like you should go live on Twitch while you make your turkey then, hungover or not hungover, well, you know, whatever. You don't get hangovers, but you get like...
No, I don't get hangovers.
You get like groggy-ish type, so you should do that while you make a turkey.
The weird thing is, it's like, I don't like people seeing my house. Like, I feel like that's too impersonal.
No,
like, you can see my office.
Yeah, I get you.
But I felt really uncomfortable even showing people my bathroom for that DIY video. I don't want people in my house.
No, that makes sense. Because then they know.
You know, like, they know my house. That's private.
No,
there's certain things that we can show and not. Of course, I want to thank Boss Lady, Boss Kid, everybody who helped take part in the gathering of our food today.
for our biggest cans food drive. Coco's going to head out to Street Corner Urban Market from 11 to 12 today. If you've got cans, non-perishable food items you want to drop off there, we would love it.
Got my koozies already. That,
hand those out. So, Cody Mack, before we get out of here, your leftovers. The ASPCA has advised the foods you should definitely not give your dog.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that's
on Thanksgiving.
That's a good list, because sometimes, I mean, forget about, you know, the poison. You don't want something, you know, getting stuck in their throat. Speaking of something stuck in their throat. The list. Yes.
Baked goods, especially if they're sugar free. Too much sugar can cause pancreatitis in dogs.
Yes, and
things like pie and whipped cream is bad for pets.
And be careful, that one thing that's in gum that is deadly for them. I forget what it's called.
Is?
What is? Damn it! There's something in it. It's not the aspartame, but like the Zyrtol or something.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Whatever that is, I'm sure it's not in your baked good for Thanksgiving. But you know, just be careful, because it's literally deadly for dogs. So.
Raisins and grapes, they are bad for the kidneys and can cause kidney failure in some types of dogs and cats.
Yep, if you eat enough of them, that could really mess you up. I don't want to be doing that either.
Garlic and onions, these are foods that you should not give to your dog tomorrow. Garlic and onions, enough of them can mess with their red blood cell count.
Oh.
Same goes for chives and scallions, so things like stuffing and gravy are off limits for pets.
Yeah, or, I mean, just feed them dog food, because then if you do the Thanksgiving thing, then they're just going to be begging every other time as well.
And then unseasoned turkey is fine to give to the animals. White meat is better than dark, but if it's like been seasoned with a bunch of stuff, then don't give it to them.
Like cooked, you mean?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so
if you've got like your hot sauce turkey, you're not going to give to a dog. But if you just got like a turkey, it's good.
No, yeah, that's the when you make the giblets and the gizzards and all that.
Giblets.
Give it to Freddy. Make that tomorrow and give it to Freddy. Let me know how crazy he goes for it. I bet he loves them.
I didn't even think about that.
That's all you do. You just cook them and then give them.
Or he'll just pick it up in his mouth, bring it to the other room, and drop it on the carpet where it will stain the carpet. So that'll.
Why is there blood on the carpet? Freddy didn't want to eat his heart. I gave him a heart.
He didn't want the turkey neck for some reason.
I cooked him a kidney from a bird. And
speaking of hitting your kidneys, this next guy, he's going to. All right, guys, I'll be back on Twitch tonight, 7 o'clock. Griffin up next. Have a safe Thanksgiving. We'll be back on Monday. Be excellent to each other.